This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. I hope you've joined us in reading through the Bible in the next 2 years. And while reading Genesis 15, I noticed an impact statement. It grabbed my attention because I remember it being referred to directly and indirectly throughout the Bible. God promised Abraham he would give him a son and innumerable descendants. Verse 5 says, Abraham believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness. Abraham was declared righteous because he believed God would provide him and Sarah a son in spite of the fact that they were way too old to have a child. Paul writes in Romans 4 that this point in Abraham's life is the basis for his being the father of all who believe. Forgiveness comes by faith, righteousness comes by faith, and so does reconciliation with God. Paul develops this further in Galatians 3. The scriptures foresaw that God would justify the Gentiles by faith and announce the gospel in advance to Abraham, so that those who have faith are blessed along with Abraham, the man of faith. James declares, faith that believes in a promise-keeping God will change your life. You will act in harmony with God's purposes when God declares you righteous in response to your faith. Read about it again in Hebrews 11:11-12. Habakkuk said, the righteous live by faith, and Paul reiterates this in his epistles. Faith in a promise-keeping God is the key. No matter how hopeless your circumstances are, trust God to keep His promises, and you will not be disappointed. Even if you fail, He won't. It's true, the just shall live by faith.